AI gaming crypto powerhouse.
This could be one of the biggest launches of the year, having already worked with EA and Google. Here's the best part. Everybody has a chance to get in early.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing what looks like it is one of the biggest crypto launches of the year. They've already worked with some of the biggest companies in the world, and there's an insane opportunity for everyone that's listening to get into this project early.
When you come across a project that is in the AI realm, but is also becoming, you know, something, one of the biggest modular data layers for gaming, this is something you have to pay attention to, especially when you're working with big names, as we've mentioned, like Google and EA. This could revolutionize the entire gaming sector, which is a multi-billion, if not almost a trillion-dollar industry. Super important to dive into this project and figure out how we're able to get our community in earlier than most.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. It's not every day you come across a crypto project that's worked with Electronic Arts. Could be the biggest name in all of gaming, right? This is like as legit as it gets. It's important to watch this episode all the way through to the end. One, to find out just why a company like Electronic Arts would choose to work with this insane looking crypto project. And as you mentioned too, there's an exclusive opportunity to get into this project early, which is something that doesn't come along every day, right? Now you might be familiar with the project Aether. I feel like, you know, that was heavily hyped and it's gonna be one of the biggest launches.
Oh, fuck yeah.
This is right next to Aether. It works kind of in the similar way, but a different way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is a really interesting one.
I think they already have a partnership too with Aether, this project here. So if we, so let's just jump right into like how big the market, the AI gaming sector is and how big the gaming market is in general. So the AI gaming and cloud gaming sector is set to grow at 37% per year. That is insane growth. We're talking nearly 50% every single year for the next 10 years, which is going to bring in billions of dollars to the space. I remember during COVID, I was playing Warzone all the time, you know, playing with your four buddies, 4-on-4. I'm like, yo, this is fucking sick. But when you start to see the games that are coming through now and then adding in the AI component, you're like, oh my God, like that's going to make Warzone look like fucking 2D Tetris or something. So the gaming that's going to start coming down the line, utilizing this type of platform is going to be absolutely insane.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be a prophet to predict the future here, right? We see AI and gaming as two of the absolutely hottest narratives, not only in the world, or sorry, not only just in crypto, but the entire world, right? Like these two things are taking over everything. And what sits at the infrastructure for AI and gaming is data, right? So the project we're talking about today is called Carve. And Carve is the largest modular data and AI layer for gaming, for everything. Now, you're going to hear the word modular thrown around a lot lately in crypto, right? So I'm just going to briefly explain what modular means, and then we'll get into why it's so important for Carve. Modular is basically like breaking down a project into a bunch of pieces, and the pieces can then be used for different things. So this can improve in scalability, in flexibility, in basically just, it's like purpose building pieces of a project as opposed to trying to run everything through one chain or one module. You can It's modular, so everything can be purpose-built for different purposes, and then when you put them together, everything runs more seamlessly. So that is, you know, the very, very simple breakdown of what modular is, and Carve is at the cutting edge of the modular crypto space.
Yeah, it's flexible and scalable infrastructure, and it makes it easier for the developers, it makes the UX better for the gamers and all these things. So when you're sitting at the intersection of DPIN and data, two massive narratives, like there's not many data plays out there besides Chainlink, Synternet, like those are two like really mm-hmm. big ones. So you start to find other projects that are also taking the data side of things, but allowing you to own, control it, and monetize it, that's when you really need to start paying attention. And I really like how this project is going to allow for like the personalization of games. So think about like the NPCs, the non-playable characters in a game. They're always just very, very like, they do the same thing in every whoever's playing it. But with the integration of AI, these NPCs will start to take on their own personalities and characters that are more like customizable and tailored towards your gaming experience, which I think will be really unique. Mm. There's also the security and fraud prevention that will take place because it's all on chain. Basically, like when you're playing, you know, I'll use Warzone as an example again. There's always these hackers and stuff that come in, and it's just like create such a shitty gaming experience. This is now going to be eliminated, which is also a huge benefit having access to Carve.
Yeah, so the Carve ID, it allows everyone on the internet to own, control, and monetize your own personal data. And when it comes to, if you think about moving forward, people are going to be interacting with all of these games and AI apps and dApps, whether it's on-chain, off-chain, whatever. It's all about your data that's going to be stored and used across all of these apps. But if you have this, Carve is building this one ID that's going to have all of your data. It's going to be secure and private, and it's going to allow you to interact with all of these games and AI apps. But it's going to keep your not only keep your data private, as I mentioned, but as you alluded to, it'll allow you to monetize it. And I think that's kind of one of the main ethos of crypto is allowing, you know, if you contribute to something, you're rewarded. And we've talked about many projects that are working on, you know, solutions for this, but I think the Carve ID specifically for interacting with games and AI apps can be revolutionary. And I think that's why you'll see big names such as EA, Google, and a ton of the other, all the other bigger crypto games like Alluvium, Pixelmon, they're all working with Carve.
Yeah.
This is here. It's ready.
Yeah. When you have this, this Carve ID and you can have the AI algorithm start to generate game content for you, like the AI agents, since everything will change, the levels will change, the maps will change, the scenarios, it'll all be more tailored towards your specific gaming experience, which is going to end up leading to, I'd say, enhanced user engagement. So it's going to be a plus for these games to retain users, which is ultimately going to drive revenue. And it becomes like this vicious cycle in a good way. So it's like, make the gameplay better, retain the users. Users keep coming to the platform, more money is generated, and it just keeps on going through that, and it's reinvested.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, the intersection of AI, machine learning, gaming, and your profile and your data, as your Carve ID starts to learn more about what you like in gaming, it's going to start to be able to recommend you different games. You know, it's like, oh, we see this user, he's played this game for a long time, he's engaged with this game, he likes it. Well, they have a whole platform for games on Carve.
Yeah.
And it's going to start recommending you more games based on what you like, what you're good at. And then, you know, it's going to, you know, machine learning is going to make so many things, personalization and recommendations easier. And this is what Carve ID is going to do. It's going to learn about the way you're gaming and recommend you more games. Again, enhance user experience.
Yeah. And the actual game itself changing, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So this is a project that's already doing millions in revenue. I think the monthly recurring revenue is sitting around over $1 million at the moment.
Right.
It is. So their flagship product is called Carve Play. And it's one of the top three active ecosystems on Linea, BNB, ZK Sync, and Ronin.
Yep.
So the fact that this is already seeing such huge adoption in such a early stage days speaks volumes to Carve and what their flagship product Carve Play is doing.
I mean, look, they already have nearly 1 million unique Carve ID holders, and the token Carve has not even launched yet, right? So it's not really public knowledge. And they already have 1 million monthly active users on the Carve platform. So this is seeing a lot of adoption. And for a pre-token launch project, that's very, very impressive, right? As I already mentioned, they've already worked with all these top Web3 games. They're working with Web2 games, such as Electronic Arts. And, you know, as I mentioned, look, the token is not live yet. The public presale, it doesn't really exist. It's kind of been a private presale. We were lucky enough to invest in the private presale ourselves because we're very bullish on the project. But, you know, as we mentioned, this is one of the biggest backed projects that's already seen a ton of adoption. And they're offering this insane opportunity for a lot of people to get in early. Like, you might not be able to get the token early, but this is the next best thing.
Yeah, and look, when you look at what you said, backing investors, they have Temasek Holdings, which invested in Binance. They have Consensus, which is MetaMask, Linea. And they also have OKX Ventures. So they have these huge VC firms who have piled a bunch of money into Carve. Mm-hmm. What is the way that retail can get involved without actually being a venture capitalist?
Right, and that's it. So again, if you're familiar with Aether, we did an episode about Aether and they did a node sale. So nodes are needed to, you know, basically ensure integrity and security in data processing transactions on the blockchain for these various projects. So the Aether node sale, you know, we promoted that. We were involved in that. I think that went very well. Carve is doing the same thing. So if you're interested in what we've just been talking about, Carve, the public is able to buy Carve nodes and thus get involved in the ecosystem. And as we're about to kind of get into the data about what the Carve node sale actually includes, not only are you going to be rewarded in the Carve token and enjoying the community that way, but there's some really unique features of this node sale, including buybacks and security features that make this one you need to learn about.
Yeah, so when you're running a node, you know, you are enhancing the security of the platform. You're enhancing the decentralization of the platform. But then you're also, you're able to earn a share of the revenue of what the entire ecosystem is generating. So there's all these rewards you can get. I think that, so the Carve total supply is 1 billion. 25% is going to be allocated to these node operators.
Yep.
So if there's not a lot of sales, let's say if one person buys, there's only one node, it's not going to be very decentralized, but you'd be getting, you'd be earning all the, like all the tokens, which would be crazy.
Yep.
So I think there's only what, like 100,000 available or something like that.
Yeah. It's a fairly limited number.
It's a pretty limited number.
Yep. So, I mean, look, you see, people will with node sales, like, oh, do I need this crazy supercomputer to run it? No, it's a simple process that can be done on any personal PC. Low device requirements. There's tutorial requirements for setting up the nodes. It's very easy. If you have any sort of reasonable computer, you can run a node. And 50% of the token release occurs in the first year for active nodes. So there's a 25% reduction each 6 months. So there is, you know, big, you're going to see a lot of your rewards right away. But here is what I think the best part about the Carve node sale, and something that I haven't seen in a lot of other node sales, there's a buyback mechanism.
Right.
So up to 100% refund in post-token launch in the Carve token. So they're refunding what you bought the node for in Carve token. So you're making your money back right away.
Right, and then you just keep earning afterwards.
You keep earning Carve tokens, or 80% of your node purchase in ETH. So whether you're super bullish on Carve, you can take it all back in Carve, or if you're, you know, for some reason not as bullish on Carve, even though you're buying a node, you can get your money back in ETH, 80% of your money back in ETH. So that's pretty cool.
It's pretty like, it's like risk, I don't want to say it's risk-free, but
yeah,
they're framing it that way, and it is making it a little bit more, a little easier for retail people who maybe don't even have familiarity with ever participating in Node.
Yep.
And this might be one of those good opportunities to actually experiment and try, because what I'm seeing in the industry is a lot of Node sales. I'm seeing a lot of different, like, huge projects all using, utilizing these mm-hmm. for security, for decentralization, and contributing, and a fun way to earn rewards by not, like, it's a passive income, really.
Yeah. 100%. So, okay, so the big question is, how do you get involved in the Carve node sale if you are interested? Obviously, this is not financial advice. We're just sharing our opinion and research. We are bullish on Carve. We invested in the presale. Look, I think Carve is going to be a big one. So now we're going to be watching for the Carve public node sale, which is on June 5th. Check out the link in the description and use our referral link for money saved on any node purchases on June 5th. Go to the description. Check out the link. As I said, there's going to be tutorials on how anything to do it. You connect your wallet, you buy the node. I have a feeling this one's going to sell out pretty quick because this is a massive project. You can see how many followers they have on social media. It's backed by the biggest, the best.
Yeah.
This is probably going to end up being, I think, with Aether, you know, one of these top gaming and AI projects.
I think so.
It's going to be a big one. So yeah, look, this is a rare early stage opportunity for people to get in, run that Carve node. You get the buyback in the Carve tokens or ETH, And then you earn Carve tokens. It's one of these opportunities that doesn't come along very often.
Yeah, no, totally. Especially, you know, 750 games and AI companies already building on Carve. Like, and this is still early days.
Yeah, for sure.
With huge backers, I mean, look, I think Carve is going to be a big one. I think the node sale will do really well. Something I'm going to be watching very closely on May 28th.
Yeah, 100%. Look, if you guys have any questions about Carve, any questions about the gaming or AI altcoin sectors, let us know in the comments. We're always going to keep you updated.
And then make sure you tune into the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.